This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The head of Chicago Public Schools says the school district and teachers union are closer than ever to a contract deal, though each side has dug in on big issues. CPS CEO Pedro Martinez told board members yesterday an independent arbitrator had been called into negotiations, which is part of the legal process toward a walkout, but said he does not think it is headed there.
Because of the progress we've made, all of the hard work that has gone into responding so thoughtfully to CTU's many proposals, I can't even imagine a need for a strike.
The CTU president was incredulous at Martinez's statement and says progress has stalled over the last month. At the board meeting, she challenged him to come to the table and make his prediction a reality. The Chicago City Council is debating how to regulate the sale of hemp products to bring in more revenue for the city. Alderperson William Hall wants to see the city license retailers while restricting its sale to those 21 years and older. Some alderpersons are skeptical the city will have the infrastructure to be able to properly test and regulate hemp products. Here's Alderperson Andre Vasquez.
But when it comes to what's actually in the product, the chemical testing, that is where I don't believe the city has the capacity to do so. The parallel that I also think about is when cannabis got first made legal here, everyone became a doctor to then let you know that you can get your medical card. Similarly, this would play out the same way, I think.
Meanwhile, some state lawmakers are proposing the state should take the lead on regulating and licensing hemp. U.S. Congressman from Illinois, Brad Schneider, says he's prepared for the possibility of another federal funding freeze. The U.S. Office of Management and Budget reversed a memo ordering a halt on federal grants and loans Wednesday. But Schneider says,
and let's be clear-eyed, this bungled effort was the first, not the last attempt we're going to see. The administration is dead set on defying congressional authority, defying the law, and effectively transferring massive amounts of money from the American people to a few oligarchs.
The Democrat, who represents much of Lake County, was joined by local nonprofit groups advocating for better housing, drug use treatment, and victims of domestic violence. They say much of their operating budgets and staff salaries come from federal grants. A student-run fine dining establishment that closed during the COVID-19 pandemic is back in business. Sakia, a white tablecloth restaurant in Englewood, had a ribbon cutting yesterday. They served patrons their choice of appetizer, entree, and dessert. Jewel Madu is the executive dean of Washburn Culinary and Hospitality Institute. She says the focus on fine dining broadens students' skill sets.
Once they're able to learn the elements and be able to do real-time experiential learning in fine dining, then they're completely prepared to go out into industry with any one of our partners, whether it is in a fine dining experience or in a casual service experience.
Sakia is now open for lunch service Tuesdays through Thursdays. Seating at the restaurant is only available by reservation. Some more things you should know today. Jurors in the federal racketeering conspiracy case of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean are expected back in court today to continue deliberating. Jurors began deliberating Wednesday afternoon on the 23 charges against Madigan. Student housing workers at the University of Illinois Chicago petitioned the state to unionize yesterday. Organizers say the union would be the first of its kind in the Midwest and represent about 170 resident advisors, peer mentors, and front desk workers who staff UIC's student dorms. They say many of these students rely on these jobs for housing and food, or to pay for school. If recognized by the state and university, organizers say they would push for better compensation and training. A UIC spokesperson said they had not yet seen a petition from student housing workers, but will carefully review one once it is received. The 67th Annual Grammy Awards are on Sunday. Chicago-rooted Ian Fitchuk is nominated for Producer of the Year. Based in Nashville, Fitchuk had a busy 2024, working on Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter and Kacey Musgraves' Deeper Well. If he wins, this will be his third Grammy. Today's weather, there will be some rain today with a high of around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting a mix of clouds and sunshine and a high near 35. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.